purpose. Amen. Let's welcome Pastor Marshall, shall we?
Thank you, buddy. Well, good morning. I'm honored to be here this morning. Let me just take a minute and take y'all in. Pastor Bill told me first service is one with the holy ones. So I want to see what the unholy look like. Y'all buying that?
No.
What are you saying? That I'm sharing a half-truth here? Y'all are too funny. I ain't lying. And you know, one of the things before we go too far, I said this during first service, and I didn't voice it this way, but I believe it to be true. We have, here in the church, an awesome worship team. Are they not? They are awesome. I mean, if you can't get prepared to hear what the Lord is going to say with a worship team like that, bring the defibrillator. We need to put some juice to you. Amen? Well, I'm sorry about the bait and switch. It was supposed to be Pastor Bill. Then it was supposed to be Pastor Thomas. And now you wind up with me. So you get the third string. What can I say? It's just the way it is. I've entitled the message this morning, Who Do You Think You Are? And as Pastor Bill might say, hang in there with me this morning, because I've got about 15 pages of intro, okay? And then we'll get to what I'm talking about. Get it? Half of y'all. Okay, that's good. I don't consider myself anything special. I have suffered in my life from addiction. I have overcome it simply because of the unmerited, undeserved favor of God. And as Christians, we call that grace, right? I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm a great-grandfather. And that's nothing uncommon about that. Many of you men here can say that you are a father, grandfather. Some of you can say you're a great-grandfather. And I've been married more than once. That's something that's not uncommon in our world today. I have no degree, no certification. I hold no credential from any university or trade school. I'm a veteran of the military, the United States Air Force, because that's the holy one. And I'm a legend in my own mind. But that's not uncommon for men of my generation to have served. It's much more uncommon now, but not then. I am a little different from you in some ways. I have buried a child. I buried an adult child at the age of 23. His name was James. And I tell people all the time, I didn't tell them in the first service, but I tell everybody all the time that if there's anything edifying come out of my mouth this morning, anything that you find useful, it's to his credit, his account. Because on his deathbed, I promised him that I didn't know what it took for a man to get saved, but I was going to figure it out. Because if he was obviously leaving here before me. And I told him, I said, if I get that figured out and you make it to heaven, I'll know how to get there myself, and I'll see you when I get there. And so that being said, in the process of me trying to keep that promise to my son, guess what happened to me? Any guesses? No. I got saved. Yeah, God's got a way about doing that, right? Say, are you out there? Boop, 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 boop. So that's a little uncommon. A lot of people haven't buried a child. And another thing that's a little uncommon is I'm an ordained pastor, ordained in the Calvary Chapel movement, and that was an answer to a call of God on my life. And not everybody's an ordained pastor, so that's a little uncommon. I consider it the crowning achievement in my life, and here's the rub. I didn't achieve anything. God did it. Amen. So, with those things being set and just a little bit of a background, before I get any farther along, I just want to really enter into a time now where the Lord can teach us something. Amen. Pray with me. Father, I'm thankful to be here in the pulpit this morning. We do hold up Pastor Thomas and Kaylee and little Willa, Becky and Jeff Legan and Pat Coyle, Lord, Bev Gernon, so many people hurting, so many people sick, some of them terminal, as we all are. But I just pray you be with them and bless them, Lord. And more importantly, I'd pray right now for myself, which, as you know, is something I lack in doing enough. And I pray, Lord, that you